thousands of supporters of late Yemeni President Ibrahim al-Hamdi held a protest in the capital Sana'a demanding justice for the perpetrators of Hamdi's assassination over 3.5 decades ago in the capital. The protesters visited Ibrahim's grave, during which they paid their respect and chanted slogans demanding the resumption of al-Hamdi's murder case so that legal measures can be taken against those involved in the killing.
We came out to commemorate the martyrdom of Ibrahim al-Hamdi, who was killed on October 17, 1977. In this demonstration, we are demanding for the public revealing of the case and the investigations of his assassination and those with him. We call on all Yemenis to support this effort.
The older and younger brother of the late president also attended the 35th anniversary of Ibrahim al-Hamdi's assassination. Press TV interviewed al-Hamdi's brothers to get a deeper insight on who exactly was Ibrahim and what were the reasons behind his killing.
Before his death, Ibrahim wrote in his diary that all Yemenis are his brothers and dear to him, and that his happiness resides in seeing the Yemeni people free and happy. So to him, all Yemenis are precious, and he sacrificed his life and everything he possessed for the sake of Yemen.
When asked about his brother's death, Abdulrahman told Press TV that his assassination was planned and carried out by a broad corrupted entity whose aim was to keep Yemen in an anomalous state.
His assassination was a big plot in which many people were involved. We should not only focus on the ones who carried out the actual attack, because there are those who played a more essential part, such as carefully planning, organizing, and financing the assassination.
Although no hard evidence has been released on the actual perpetrators of Ibrahim al-Hamdi's homicide, among the protesters are many who believe Saudi Arabia played a leading hand. It is believed by many that Yemen was on the verge of change during the rule of Ibrahim al-Hamdi. This, however, came to an end following his planned assassination, which till this day remains unsolved. Yusuf Mawri, Press TV, Sana'a.